Vectis Radio.
We've got Simon Perry here, and he's going to be talking to us about Ronson. So, good afternoon, Simon.
Hello.
It's good to see you. You're looking very well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think I've got sunburned, and it's
did you?
Oh,
right.
The brown bit comes after.
Okay, so you're here to talk to us about the Ronson factory that used to be in Newport.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing story that seems to have slipped away from people's memories.
Yeah, right. I knew nothing of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an Islander, but I've been here long enough and I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I employed 400 people at the highest
really?
Point.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, they used to bus people in from all over the island, and an amazing community that got built there.
Right, okay. So how long was it there for, do we know?
Decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it finished
in
the 80s.
60s to 80s.
60s
yeah.
to 80s. And, I mean, the Ronson company's been around for a long time. Was around for a long time.
Yes.
The brand's still around, but the company itself isn't
That's
anymore.
It. It started off about 1800 and something.
Mm-hmm.
And then shifted into lighters. And obviously in those days, everyone had a lighter.
Pretty much, yes, yeah.
And everyone, there wasn't disposables. It was just, you know, people had a special thing. And many people chose the Ronson lighter.
Well, I mean, they started off being petrol, didn't they? So lighter fuel. They went to butane gas later, yeah.
Yeah.
So did they make them completely in the thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much raw ingredients at one end.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then a production line, and out came the lighters at the other.
Right.
And each person had an individual task.
Yeah.
I mean, to go on one line from a beginning of raw materials to a lighter... is quite amazing.
Mm.
What was incredible there was how efficient the factory was.
Mm-hmm.
It's about over double what any other Ronson factory in Europe had.
Really?
So there's something really quite special happening at that factory, and that's the point of this Flame Keepers project.
Right.
Is to really understand what was it about the environment, the community. At the Ronson factory that was in Forest Road.
Okay.
What was special about that that made it so productive and gave so many people employment?
Yeah. So the Flame Keepers is what?
Flame Keepers is the name of the project.
Right.
It's funded through Creative Ireland.
Yep.
And it's called a Past Futures project.
Okay.
And it's really sitting down with people and talking to them about their life experiences.
Mm.
It's called oral history.
Yes.
And it's a sort of a slightly difficult term to get your head around, but basically, I mean, it's similar to the interviews that you do.
Yep.
On the radio. But what you do then is take those and you store those away for future generations as well.
Okay.
Part of the project is it's going to be stored at Carisbrook Castle Museum.
Ah, yes.
Right,
yes.
So you've got a library of interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so not only people from today are able to listen, but I think the really interesting thing is future generations where, well, potentially they may not know what work is because AI is doing it all,
yeah.
But also the idea of people understanding what factory life was like will certainly be gone by that time.
Yes.
And they can hear directly from the people that were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a little leaflet that you handed out here. And there's a picture on it which epitomises what I would call a factory worker in the community that the factory becomes. And because everybody knew everybody, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, that was chatting to the people who worked on the production line. They were just yabbering all day long. And not only were they had immensely strong friendships, you know, they socialised. People met their husbands and wives there.
Mm.
But they used to go out into pubs and clubs around Newport and around the island to socialise as well in the evenings.
So you said there's about 400 people employed there. That's a big factory.
Yeah.
And the site is now where the waste disposal plant is.
Yeah, next to Sydenham's.
Yeah, so... not the most accessible site, is it, in terms of getting out? You said they used to bus people in.
Yeah, I mean, it shows how organised and keen they were to get as many people in to the place as possible. But they had coaches that ran in, and there was a sort of, depending on the bus that you got, that they fed either the Ronsons or they went to the Dixon's card place next door.
Right,
and
yes.
There was a sort of slight rivalry between the people.
I'm sure there wasn't.
Oh, look, they're Dixon's girls. We won't talk to them.
Yeah, Dixon's a card place. We might have to have a separate project on that someday.
Right.
Now, you were saying off air that the particular lighter they produced at that factory in Newport was an innovative one.
Yeah, it was called. Mm. You can still get them online. I mean, they're actually getting quite expensive online now. Mm. And they had a flip top that had not only gas filled, as you were saying, but in the flip top it had a couple of spare flints.
Mm. Yes.
Very handy.
Yeah.
Yes. Those of us remember lighters that had flints in before they went electronic. Yes.
Yes.
You're trying to light your lighter and it's going, ooh, it's new flint, yeah.
Yeah. That was, you know, someone thought that through and it was a properly designed thing. But you know, everything came from raw materials to making the case and everything to right through to the packaged product that went out the door.
Yeah, I mean, they focused to switch to just lighters, but they also had blow lamps earlier on, butane torches, that sort of stuff, as well as some electrical equipment as well.
All right, okay.
So how many lighters in a day would they make, do we know? Roughly.
I think possibly thousands.
Right.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of the oral history interviews already with a couple of people that work there. And, you know, we'd love to hear from other people that either worked at Ronson's or people that knew other people, if they could let them know. Have a look at the website, flamekeepers.uk.
Yeah.
That's flamekeepers.uk.
Yep.
Or come along to the event on Saturday.
Yeah. This Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 1 o'clock at Independent Arts.
Okay, which is?
That's opposite the bookshop in Newport.
Oh, right. Yes, I know.
Opposite Waterstones.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And so we're going to be getting together, chatting, people meeting up with people they haven't seen possibly since the 80s.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And how long is that event for?
That's between 1 and 4.
Right.
So this Saturday afternoon. If you know of anybody who worked at the Ronson factory or you did yourself, you'd be very welcome to come along to that.
Absolutely.
Will they get refreshments?
Yes. Yeah, orange juice.
Right.
Yeah. Cups of tea.
Yeah.
The whole lot. We're going to spoil them.
Now, I'm guessing that the Ronson factory closed because of the drop in demand for properly made lighters, because people stopped smoking to a large extent, and also the influx of very cheap disposable ones.
I think you probably hit it on the head with those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. That things became more difficult. They originally were attracted to the island by government support.
Oh, okay.
Because some of the other major employers shut down here.
Mm.
So they were looking to replace other places that were here.
Yes.
And perhaps that those government initiatives went, but plus the commercial pressures you're talking about.
Yes.
Of people reducing smoking, but also the cheap disposables coming.
Yeah, and they couldn't compete with that, and but the company itself has gone, but the brand is still around, so we know that. But no, it's interesting that I don't know how many people out there listening had even heard of that factory. I certainly hadn't myself.
There's no trace
of it left at all, and just this bit of history that you've unearthed here.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we do with the Discover More CIC, is we take stories from the past, gather people's memories, and we store those on a website, and as I was saying, goes to Carisbrooke Castle Museum, but also gives people the ability to pass on their memories to future generations.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Because they can be so easily lost, can't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good that someone's recording these. There's a lot of people out there who are in the latter stages of their life, let's put it that way, who've got a head full of memories about how things used to be. And this is a fascinating one, because I say, if you look on the social media page, there's a picture of this chap sitting on what's clearly a factory stool, accusingly at someone who's taken a photo of him unawares. And it just epitomises factory life, I think.
Yeah.
From what I know of it.
The overalls.
The overalls, yes. My dad used to have overalls like that.
Yeah.
And which my dear mother had to wash every time. But yeah, it was interesting, fascinating stuff. So, this Saturday, 16th of May, Independent Arts in Newport, Flamekeepers. What was the website again?
Flamekeepers.uk.
Flamekeepers.uk. Thank you very much, Simon, for that.
Well,
fascinating stuff.
It is fascinating.
And
stuff.
We'll get this out there tomorrow, put it on the website as well. And hopefully you'll get loads of people on Saturday.
Yeah.
Drinking the orange squash.
and talking about lighters.
Bring your lighters.
Yeah,
if you bring your photos.
Yes, absolutely. Bring all that sort of stuff.
Bring yourself.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the support.
Pleasure. No problem at all.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.